Amen. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord. I'm glad we can laugh, and I'm sure the Lord laughs at us. Amen. I know he laughs at me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty sure he laughs at me. And he knows my heart. He knows I've got pure intentions in that. But hey, that did shock me. Amen. Amen. But it's good to be back tonight. We've been doing some different things on Wednesday. Sunday night. I'm used to being up here on Wednesday night and got me messed up a little bit. But we've been doing some various things, kind of switching up some things. And the Lord's just been blessing and very thankful. But there's been something on my heart for, I guess since I've been in ministry. But more so probably over the last few years as I've watched culture and watched time and seasons and most, you know, I was thinking, I don't know how many in here. I know I come from a family that definitely, you know, didn't stay together. I don't know. I would say there's a lot of us in there. Just for wondering, how many come from a family that suffered through divorce or breakup or see? That's what I was gonna say. This church is pretty well full of that, and that's that's what my heart's been. That's what I've studied on. I ain't never felt like I was probably no marriage guru by no means. I feel like Cindy's better at that than I am. But it's always been on my heart to help and try to strengthen and to bring biblical principles and ideas into the especially believers into their life. That help strengthen and fortify. So the Lord put this on my heart, and I got to thinking, well, you know, we've got spare Sunday nights most every month, one Sunday night a month, and I just felt led it would be good to deal with some of that. Now tonight we're just going to kind of lay a little foundation and even open up just a little bit, and I'll go on and tell you here in a little bit. Now this ain't got to be your own personal struggle, but something that you've noticed, something that you've observed or something that you've seen or even something that you think should be addressed. Here towards the end, I want to open up just a little time and even get some input from you guys on what you've seen as a struggle or what should be addressed in the marriage or in relationship that would help fortify and help strengthen us as a body and as a people and as a marriage whole. But tonight, like I said, I just kind of want to lay a little foundation and get us going in this direction. I've got several things in the future that I really want to deal with. And I entitled this whole series or this whole segment, Till Death Do Us Part. And I won't get into a whole lot of that tonight, probably. But on down the road, I really want to deal with that because that's what God intended, ain't it? Till death do us part. How many know when we take that? I personally always give that wedding vow. Most everybody that I deal with wants a traditional vow anyway. There's been very few. I've had a couple people over the years that I've done weddings for that they didn't want a traditional. They kind of wanted to juice it up and flower it up and what all. But I kind of have a little rule over that part, and I want to insert my thought in because I think that's important because that's what God intended, ain't it? God intended till death do us part. That's what his idea was. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said when he said the two shall become one and therefore let no man put asunder. That was God's idea. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't Pentecostal holiness idea. It was God's idea from the very beginning. And that's why I'm always kind of adamant about we put that in there. But I got to thinking, you know, till death do us part. When we say that, do we mean that? And I'm going to deal more with that later on as we go on, but do we mean that? And here was the question that the Lord kind of put on my heart as I've studied this out over the several months. If we don't mean that, or if that's not true, you know, when we've done our vows, we should have said, what would do us part? What would separate? If it's not death, what would do it? What issue? What problem? What event? What circumstance? You know, I know a lot of people in the church or believers even, they believe in adultery, you know, and I know scripture gives place for adultery. That is, you know, maybe a loophole if you want. But, you know, that's not even what God intended there, really, because forgiveness should even overpower that. Grace. That's not till death. If we mean until you commit adultery, parts us, well, that's what we should say. And if not, we should say till death do us part, or till I get tired of you does us part, till I can't stand you no more does us part. Come on, because the vow is so important. Let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay. The vow. Bible says it or not, that where no man can speak evil of what you vowed. You know, it's important. So I'm heading kind of that way, and I want to deal with some issues as we go along till death do us part and what all. And I want to deal with building up and strengthening marriage. But tonight I want to kind of lay this foundation. I think this is a principle that's just good to start at. It may be a little, you may think, well, that's not really that relevant, but I think it's huge. I think this is a huge principle tonight. And I think this is where it all starts. I think as believers, I'm talking to believers tonight. I'm talking to believers tonight. A lot of this won't fit an unbeliever. It won't fit, although these principles would be good for them. It'd help them in their marriage, but it's not necessarily something that's mandated to them. But we as believers, if you consider yourself a believer here tonight, we'll talk about principles over this series that is mandated to us. But I want to read this. It's just two little scriptures tonight. It's kind of odd. You might think it's in an odd place. But I want to read these two little scriptures to you tonight to kind of work off of just a little bit tonight. And I'm going to try to do a Bible study too, Whitlock. Yeah, that's funny too, ain't it? Amen. But listen what the Word of the Lord says in these two little scriptures. This is for believers, remember? This is for believers. Man, y'all are good. I wasn't even thinking about y'all standing up, and I look around and you're all... That's good. But listen what the Word says. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? To them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for this teaching. I thank You for our heart, the heart that You give me even to look into this. And I just pray that You'll help me as we walk through this over the season that we have. And just help me, Lord, to fortify, to build up, to make strong others as they work out their marriage, dear God. They work out relationships as they work out their life together, bringing You glory, bringing You honor. Now, Lord, I love You and I thank You. Bless this time. Bless this word. Bless everyone that's here. Lord, whether they're married, whether they're not, or whether they're getting married, or whether they're going to be married, or whether they wish they was married, or if they're here and they wish they wasn't. Lord, bless them. Bless them. And we'll give You glory and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I'm serious about that prayer, too. I know I heard some giggles out through here, but it's true. It's true. For those that wish they weren't, I pray. You know, that's the way marriage is. It's like that, though. People that ain't married want to get married. And people that aren't married, a lot of them want out. That's just the way a lot of it is. That's the craziest thing I ever seen. You ever notice that? And am I telling the truth? Amen. 1940, there was this census that said that some 83% were married and stayed married. 83%, 1940. As of today, I'm not sure when this last one was taken. I think it was 2015. 49%. That's huge, ain't it? That's huge. And I know that's over all America. That's over all our culture. But it's still huge. Especially being as America's, you know, claims to be a believing country. But I read these two little scriptures to you for one reason. Tonight, because I believe this. I believe with all my heart that through this scripture, through these two little texts, these two little scriptures that I read, I believe that marriage fits in this. I believe it fits into it, and for two reasons. First of all, I believe that marriage is sovereign. I believe it's sovereign. I believe it is. It has ultimate rule over a believer's life when we marry. It's sovereign. It's all right. Now, I'm going to say, I'm just going to stick right with the book tonight. So if you don't like it, just tell me, just close your eyes and say, Jesus loves me. But I'm going to stick with the book. I found sticking with the book works. Amen. But marriage is sovereign. It's the ultimate rule over the believer's life. I believe that. God has made it sovereign. He made marriage sovereign because he's the ultimate rule. He's the one that made marriage sovereign. He's the one that determined that, you know what, marriage is going to be like your, outside of my relationship, my covenant with you, marriage is going to be your number one covenant with each other. Is that true? True story or not? God said that this is going to rule your life. This is it. Marriage. Marriage is. And we got to get that right off the bat. We got to get that reason we're starting here tonight, because if we don't start right here at ground, at the foundation where we get somewhere to stand, there's no wonder we crumble. If we don't realize that this is the ultimate, outside of our relationship with Christ, that covenant with him is first. But then the next, if we marry, is our marriage. It's the marriage covenant. It's that strong. God made it sovereign. He made it of the ultimate rule. Amen. Also, marriage is providential. It's very providential. It's under his providence. I believe that tonight. I believe it's very providential. I believe he's worked it. He's been working it. His hand is in it. This is what I believe tonight. When I say providence, I believe he's been at work in our lives. Now, we might not see this at times, but he's been at work in our lives, even directing us in marriage. And what I mean by that is even before we were married. I believe he is so provident, and I believe this is a covenant that's so ultimate under his control. Just like he's been working all things together. You all believe that tonight? He's working all things together. I believe his hand has been in. I believe God's been in the matchmaking game. I do. I believe God ultimately has had a hand in making our match. Now, we look upon dating, or we look upon our search for spouses. And I can remember this back in my dating years, back in 1882, when I used to date. 1970 something. No, actually 79, 80, 81. I don't know. Whenever we got hooked up, 82. I don't know. Whatever it was. Anyway, I believe that God was sovereign and providential in that. When I started dating, there was really just a couple things. I was superficial. I don't know about y'all. I was very superficial in my look, my what was going to be a wife, what could be a wife. I was very superficial. I looked. There's probably just a couple things. Looks. I did. I was worried about looks. Looks had to be there. And I mean, to my taste. You know what I mean? I had to look the way I wanted it. Amen. Had to be able to make me laugh or enjoy. Looks and laughter, I guess. I just wanted to have a good time. Looks, and I want somebody to look good, and I want somebody I can have fun with. That was about it. That was my criteria. Now, I did want a pretty good person, too, by the way. But that was my criteria. How many know that was really an iceberg mentality? I was seeing about this much. I didn't know how much was underneath. Ain't that the way it is? How many of y'all had a real superficial approach to your spouse hunting days? Now you might tell me you was all into all these things. Well, it wasn't me, and it wasn't a lot of us. We was iceberg hunting. And today I seen her down at the demolition derby with her Daisy Dukes on. And her legs, 6 foot legs. Good grief, I still see it. I got a good memory when it comes to that. I said, there she goes. Amen. Amen. I believe that tonight. I believe it. But you know what? I believe it's something deeper. I believe God was, and I can say this now because back then maybe I didn't feel it. Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I didn't know it. But as I look back now after 30-some years, and I see how God orchestrated, I believe God had me wired, had us wired to find each other. I really do. I believe it's that providential. Now, I want you to get that because this is huge tonight as we go where we're going. I believe God was providential, and I believe he had me wired in such a way that wired for his will for marriage. I believe I married right off. I believe I married the very woman that God had me wired for. I believe it was his will and his will completely that I run into Cindy Caldwell and that we would come together. Here's the thing I remember now when I look back on our life. I couldn't explain it back then, and now I can only explain it by it was just providence. It was just God working. I couldn't get away from the woman. I would try. She couldn't get away from me. She would try. We both tried. I wasn't near ready to settle down at the time. I just wanted to put her over here somewhere for safekeeping. But we just couldn't get away. We'd get mad. We'd break up. Y'all ever break up? We'd go a while, and then daggone, we was like magnets. Here we was again. I just believe it was God. We went through stuff. Went through things. And I was a little bit older. I was 3 or 4 years. I'd done had plenty of other time. Matter of fact, I tried to get married to somebody else. So y'all don't know some of these stories. Back when I was 16, 17, of all things, stupid. Can you believe that? Well, I was still in high school. I was a senior in high school, and I had a job back then. So I thought, well, I got a job. I can marry this girl. I tried. We went plumb to South Carolina to do it. But God, ain't God good? And now as I look back on it, I see. For I just want to tell you, things wouldn't have, I just don't believe things would be where they're at had I got married in South Carolina back in 1980. I believe he wired us. He wired us in such a way that we just couldn't get away. It was just his will. It was just his way, and he was working. And I believe that today. I believe it. I do believe that it was God's will. And you know what? You got to believe that. Every marriage I do, that's one of the main things that I ask. I even make that a part of the ceremony because I just want everybody to hear it, that we believe it's God's will. Because that's how much I believe in that. I believe if we really believe this is God's will, we've got something to stand on. We've got something to fight for. We've got something to work at. We've got something to push for. It's so potent. Because it's a big factor in this. It's a big factor in about believing that it is his will. A big factor. Because God drawed us together for a reason. And this is where I'm going somewhere. See, that's what you don't realize about maybe sometimes who we're married to or who you're married to or whatever. But God put us together for a reason. And I think about it. I think about me and her. I think about others that I've talked to. We God put us together. We were, this might sound like one of them oxymorons, but hear me out. We were compatible but totally opposite. Well, that's who we are. That's why I know God was in it. And a good marriage is like that. Totally compatible, but totally opposite. I didn't need to marry somebody like me. Somebody just like me. I needed to marry somebody I was compatible with. But I needed to marry somebody who meshed with who I wasn't. And that I meshed with who they wasn't. And I believe that's why God's will is so important in this. I believe that's why it's so needful for us to realize that He's providential. He's working in it. He's orchestrating it tonight. And what I mean by compatible, I think there's a couple things that you can say in that. First of all, as believers, we had to both love Jesus or believe, or at least back then. Back then, it was at least we had a belief in. She loved Jesus. I believed He was there. I wasn't all the way there where she was, yeah. But we were compatible in the fact that we had this belief. I believe that tonight. Of course, we've grew more definitely evenly yoked in that now as time has went on. But we had to both know that you know what we shared beliefs. We shared beliefs. That's part one of it, you might say. We had to have kind of both had to have the same life goals. That makes us compatible. Compatible. You know, if she'd wanted to move to Myrtle Beach, you know, we wouldn't have had a very compatible relationship. If she wants to visit Myrtle Beach occasionally, we might work that out. But she had to want to live. We had to have the same life goal. We want to live in this little nook of Craig County in these mountains. All of it. We're going to live here. We're going to probably die here. And it was good with us. We're fine with that. We want to have whatever we're going to have, kids, whatever we're going to do. We're going to work hard. We're going to enjoy life. Compatible. Same life goal. We had to share with that too, I believe. I do believe that. We had to share. And one of the third things I believe is very important is character. Character. We had to be able to believe in each other. That makes you compatible. If you can't believe in each other, it's so hard to be compatible. You might be able to have a big time. You might be able to laugh and carry on and really have. But if you can't believe in each other, how many know what I'm talking about? Share. Have the similar characters to where we can believe. I can believe in you. You can believe in me. I ain't say we always had it right, but we can believe in each other. Amen. That makes us compatible. I believe those three things right there. Now, there might be some other things, but I believe those three things makes you very compatible. When you share beliefs, when you share life goals, and when you can believe in each other. You probably can do some business. Amen. But then there comes this other thing about being opposites. Being opposites. Compatible, we share all that, but we're very different. Very radically different in some areas. But you know what? Don't it fit? Don't it come together? I'm going somewhere with all this. Just hang on with me. Very different, but very, very meshed together. And one of the big reasons I feel like that, is when we're different, when we are opposites. When God has led us together, this is what will make marriage so strong. This is what will make marriage so. This is why I believe God even orchestrates, even ordains, even moves in it to guide us to our spouses or to have His hand in it. I believe it's for a couple of reasons, but one reason I think is for our growth. We help each other grow. We help each other heal. We complete each other. You ever hear that? I know. We begin to complete each other and bring together each other's lives. I thought about this. You know what? I want you to think. If it wasn't for Miss Cindy Sarver back here, there is no way I'd be the person that I am. And I know God's had a big hand. God's moved. God's orchestrated. God saved me. But God has used Cindy Sarver so much to bring growth. See, that's a big part. Marriage is about helping one another grow. Helping bring growth to each other. If it weren't for her, she's helped me grow to places I'd have never got to. I hope I've helped her grow. I know some of y'all sitting there, you've helped each other grow. You've helped each other grow into the person that you needed to be. She's added value. So much value. She's brought healing. Think about that a minute. She brings healing. Your wife, your spouse, they bring healing. They help you. They help you. They help you walk you through the dysfunctional areas of your life. What you come out of. We all growed up in some kind of dysfunction. Most all y'all raised your hand. You come from a busted home. Well, most of us that did that, God give us a wife or a husband to help lead us, to help bring healing into those situations. Yes, sir. To bring healing. Cindy has helped me here. I so messed up, so full of issues. And over the course of our 30-some years, it didn't take that long even, but she's helped bring healing to so much of my life through God, through marriage, through this covenant. My views on things, my attitude on things, she still helps me. When I get out of the way, she still got that way about her. When I still got issues from the past, she still can reach in. When I get selfish or self-centered, she still is able to bring healing. We bring healing to each other. We do complete and fulfill each other. That's one of the reasons that God moves and he brings us together in such a place. Nobody else could have got me where I'm at. Some of y'all might not think, you just don't know where I come from. You might not think, well, he ain't very far. Well, you don't know where I come from. You don't know where we started at in 1983. Oh, my goodness. You don't know what it looked like in 1983. Come on, somebody. I could break into another Eagles song right now, Desperado. That's what it looked like in 1983. Desperado. Come on, somebody. It's the truth. And I said all that really to bring us back to the place that it was providential. Did you hear what I said? I'd never get to the place that I am without this covenant, without this marriage partner, without this person that is bringing into my life completeness in the areas that I lack. She's helping me. She's helping me have compassion. She gave me a nickname years ago, Mr. Compassion. And it was sarcastic. I taught her that. I taught her how to be sarcastic. She didn't have a sarcastic bone in her until she married me. I helped her with that. I brung her sarcasm.
Oh, thank the Lord, huh?
Cindy knows how to be sarcastic now. Amen. Amen. It's through God. It's through that. I realize that now. As I look back, and that's why this is a good place just to start this tonight. A good foundation is all of us are going to have to realize. But those of us that are married here now, those of us that are getting married, those that want to be married again, whatever the situation or da 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 da, you got to realize this is providential. This is God's hand in this. He's wired us to get together with the very one. With the very one who we're compatible with. Not just for the looks and the laugh. But we share these things. We can believe in each other. We share beliefs. We share life goals. But also that we're so opposite that we bring into this to each other by God's sin. He brings it so that we can fulfill each other, or we can bring healing to each other, or we can help each other grow spiritually, grow emotionally, grow as people. I believe that tonight. I believe that. You got to get the mindset of that. I believe you got to get the mindset. That's why this is a good place to start with. Till death do us part. Because that's the truth. I believe that about her. I believe that about our marriage. I believe that's who we are. I don't believe there's another. I believe my life would be a wreck without that. God's did it. God's brought it together. You got to have that belief. You got to believe with every part about you. Believe that God has sovereignly and providentially put us together so he can complete us, so we can complete each other, so we can heal each other, and so that we can grow together. I believe that tonight with all my heart. And I do. And I believe, I'm afraid tonight that in the culture, the reason we got so much marriage failure is people don't believe that. They don't believe God's put them together. They don't believe that God's hand's in this. They don't believe that these opposites are going to bring healing. These opposites are going to bring fulfillment. These two opposites are going to bring growth. Amen. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. He does. When he puts us together, he knows. And though I couldn't have seen it back in 1983, because I thought I was fine. I thought the only problems we have is you, sister. I'm perfect. What's wrong with you? Am I telling the truth? But at this point in my life, I know it's God. I know. And we're getting into the haymaking season now in our marriage. We're making hay now because we're really reaping the fruit off of these years now. We're really reaping the fruit. We're really running into an area now where there's growth and there's healing and there's fulfillment. Come on, somebody. You got to believe that. You got to believe it. God, Lily and Storm, y'all got to believe. This is my next couple right here. This is my next setup. My next hookup. They're going to do what I do. But y'all got to believe that. Y'all got to believe tonight that God has put you together. That it wasn't the iceberg. I know both of you's cute as all get out. I mean, good day. Storm's got the little hair thing. He's got the beard. He plays the drums. Yeah. Amen. Got some pretty good little guns going. He's a mechanic. Little Lily, she's cute little blonde. Yes. Yeah, she's right sassy. She's got all that. But that's the iceberg. Yeah. That's the iceberg. You got to know that God has put you together. And together, you're going to grow. I've got Storms to tore up. He can't even listen now. But together, you're going to help each other grow. And I know both of y'all come from pretty good families. Well, you might have Storm. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But you did. Both of you come from pretty good families. But you know what? We're still dysfunctional. And we still need healing. We still need each other to help each other heal. And y'all are going to do that. Y'all are going to help each other heal, and you're going to walk this thing out, and you're going to be fruitful, and you're going to enjoy a good life together. But you got to believe. You know what? God put us together, so it's till death do us part. It's till death do us part. Because God did this. It's a God thing. Amen. Amen.